motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Purdue leads Wisconsin 31-27 at halftime. The Boilermakers are only 2 of 10 from the three-point arc, but 12 of 14 inside that line. I talked with Joe Kramenhoff about that balance between defending Edie on the post and closing out shooters.
That's a very fine line, I think. You know, it's lineup dependent and driven, and the analytics are out there for everybody, and you kind of try to do your best at helping off of those who maybe, you know, say, you know, don't want to attempt so many or aren't making them at a very high rate. And so you got to be cautious of that. You got to help off certain guys in certain areas in certain situations. But the flow of the game probably will depend, you know, how much and how often we send help.
Would you agree they've gotten a lot of mileage out of their freshman guards, Smith and Lawyer?
Yeah, I mean, a lot will probably be talked about how good they're going to be as individual players, both Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer. They're already pretty good, if you ask me. I mean, they're the lead dogs on a Big Ten title team, let's be honest. And they're very good already, and it's scary how good I think they're going to be. But they've shown some freshman moments, as every freshman who's ever played in this league or in the country has, and we got to try to make those moments happen more often than not.
When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Your home is where you should feel the safest. But the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
At the half, Purdue leads Wisconsin 31-27. Before we move forward, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Boilermakers, 14 of 24 from the field, just 2 of 10 from the arc, and 1 of 6 from the free throw line. All the foul shots taken by Zach Edey. The Badgers, 11 of 26 from the field, but 5 of 11 from downtown. Wisconsin did not shoot a free throw. Purdue, the best rebounding margin in the country coming into the game, and it's more of the same tonight, a plus 9 on the glass. Boilermakers, though, with just 2 second chance points, But 20 paint points compared to 4 for Wisconsin. Purdue with 6 assists and 7 turnovers, 5 and 6 for Wisconsin. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the half, Purdue 31, Wisconsin 27. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay with us. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
get woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
All right, we get set for the second half of Purdue Boilermakers, the outright champions of the Big Ten Conference, but playing with intensity here tonight, leading Wisconsin 31-27. With Michigan losing in double overtime to Illinois tonight, there are 7 teams in the Big Ten with 8 losses. It's Purdue with the 5 losses, 2 games remaining, including tonight, so therefore they are the outright champions. That just shows you how close it is. Wisconsin 8-10 in the Big Ten, and how close that is to being a much different story.
You ever been to a demolition derby?
Yeah, right. This is
where
exactly
cars
what this
just
is.
Bang
yeah.
Into each other.
Yeah.
And then my concern with the Big Ten is that when the NCAA tournament starts, some teams are going to show up without their fenders or broken taillights. They're not going to have anything left.
Yeah, it's just been crazy. I think when you get into the NCAA tournament, who are the teams that can play multiple ways? Can you win games in the 80s? Can you win games in the 50s and 60s? And to me, that's a separator.
My question for the second half is, how quickly can Connor Asijan get back up to speed? Got off to a good start, 2 of 2 from the field, including a triple, then got into foul trouble and played only 8.5 minutes in the first half.
He's out there with Hepburn, Klesman, Wall, and Crowell. And the original first 5 for the Boilermakers as well. The inbounds pass to Hepburn. Second half underway. Wisconsin moves to our right. Hepburn against Brayden Smith at the center circle. Throwing to Max Klesman with Fletcher Lawyer. And then Klesman throws one away, trying to shovel it into Stephen Crowell. Wide of the target and out of bounds it goes. And that's turnover number 7 for Wisconsin. It is turnover number 7 for the Badgers. Same total for the Boilermakers through the first 20 minutes. Purdue moves to our left in the second half. Lawyer goes into Edie, gets the quick double team from Wall and Crowell, out to Gillis. Thought about the 3, turned it down. Wall with a closeout. Gillis loops it into Edie again. In the paint, feeds Smith. He'll try a 3 left of the circle. Back rim, no good. Hepburn trying to get the rebound loose, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Brayden Smith. It'll be Wisconsin ball.
Hepburn just got in the path of Smith enough to prevent him from collecting that loose basketball.
Opening minute of the second half, 31-27. Purdue leads Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Shecky brings it front court for Max Klesman. Max between the arcs. Brandon Newman shadowing Connor Asijan, by the way. Outside left is Hepburn. Chucky left foul line extended, picked up the dribble, bounces it into Wall against Edie. Tyler backing, turns low to the left, up left hand off the glass and rim, no good. Edie the rebound. Well, he did everything right, did Tyler Wall, but the ball just wouldn't cooperate off the glass and rim. Here's Brayden Smith, high screen, Edie blocked out Hepburn, a throw to Newman, rotates Fletcher Lawyer on the right side of the wing. He'll feed Newman at the top, whips it into Edie, again draws the quick double, loops it out of there to Smith, tap pass Newman top of the circle, whips it right side, Lawyer tries a 3, banged off the rim, no good. Connor receives the rebound for Wisconsin. A minute 20 gone by, second half, 31-27 Purdue. Hepburn off screens from Crowell and Wall, a throw to Wall left of the circle, rotates Klesman left wing. Klesman matched up with Fletcher Lawyer. Max brings it above the 3-point line. Shovels it to Crowell. Left of the lane, he's with Mason Gillis. Crowell starts the back. Little dig from Newman. Crowell again with Gillis. Single coverage, and they're going to get Gillis. Little bumper cars going on there as Gillis and Crowell both kind of grinning at each other. The foul on Gillis will be his second.
Well, the thing that happened to Crowell there, he was so far out on the floor, he had trouble backing him down. Gillis is strong.
Yes, he is. Inbounds pass Hepburn, baseline left, loops it into his Seagin against Brandon Newman. Connor on the dribble, flips to Hepburn, quick pass Crowell, top of the circle, a give back to Chucky. Right of the wheel, thought about it, good cover by Smith. Hepburn hands off to Klesman, 10 to shoot. Max drives on Smith, stumbles, leaves it to Crowell, low in the left, short jumper, no. Rebound comes down to Crowell, out to Connor, tries a three, left side, back of the rim, no good. Zach Edey the rebound for the Boilermakers. 2 minutes gone, second half, 31-27, the Boilermakers. Braden Smith to the right side, knocked away, but a foul is called. They're going to get Chucky Hepburn here, and they do, and that'll be the second on Hepburn. Badgers have missed their first three shots of the second half. The Boilermakers missing their first two. Brandon Newman, baseline right, will inbound. 2:08 gone by, second half, 4-point lead Purdue. Newman goes into Gillis, right corner, and a whistle as there might have some blood there with Gillis.
Cut on his elbow.
Yep. With Brian Dorsey detecting that. So play is stopped.
No, Gillis had that huge game against Penn State. He had 29 points, 9 of 12 from beyond the arc. Since then, over the last six games, he's scored 10 points only once.
Yeah, he's a 6.5-point-a-game scorer. So that, I mean, that game is an outlier, but it shows you he's capable. Just, one of those guys, Joe Krabanoff, was really, he's one of those guys that maybe doesn't get a lot of talk, a lot of pub, but he's been really good for this program at Purdue. Junior out of Newcastle, Indiana. And Gillis, they haven't been able to stop the bleeding quite yet. And we'll see if they got some blood. They've got to clean up on the floor now. So Cutman will continue to do his work on Mason Gillis at the Purdue bench area, and the managers will do their cleanup duty on the floor. 2 hour left.
I think Mason Gillis' sister is rooting for the Badgers tonight, Lauren.
Yeah, a former Badger volleyball player. Matt Painter in his 18th year at Purdue, coached at Southern Illinois for 1 year. He's the former Purdue Boilermaker player under Gene Cady.
Painter's about as grounded of a coach as you'll find in college hoops.
I haven't found anybody who says anything negative. They just say, he's a really good dude and not a bad coach. 408 wins on his resume. Led his team to the 25th Big Ten regular season title in program history. 17:50 to play, 31-27. Purdue leads Wisconsin. 21 on the shot clock. Brandon Newman, baseline right, inbounds it to Gillis. Able to stop the bleeding, right corner. Now the Lawyer, quick pass, Braden Smith at the top. High screen, Edey. Hepburn works over. Screen and roll pass caught by Edey, and a hip check from Klesman. And Max ends up on the floor, but it was Klesman initiating, and that's the second foul on Klesman.
That's what happens when you bounce off 7'4", 305 pounds.
Yeah, no matter where you're playing, you do that, you're probably the visiting team, if you know what I mean. Baseline left, Newman throws it over his Seagin. High pass, trying to tightrope the sideline of Smith, and he does with a pass to Lawyer, gets it back to Smith. It's a good save by Braden Smith. Off the high screen from Edey, throwing to Newman left corner. He'll send it to Lawyer, top of the circle. Dribble drive right of the lane. Now starts to back, Bates flips over Klesman. Thuds off the rim, no good, but Edey the tip on the putback, and he has 11. 33-27 Purdue with 17-18 remaining. Tyler Wall up the floor for the Badgers, moving to our right in the second half. Gets it to Klesman. Max left of the circle, dribbles to the free throw line. These are for Crowell. Gives it up to Asijan. Takes a long three on the dribble. Finds Hepburn left corner. Chucky tries to go baseline. Smith cut him off. Now it's Asijan baseline left. Hanging, throws it up over everything. Rebound, back tap from Crowell to Klesman. Two to shoot. Klesman will for three. Got it. Max Klesman with about a second to spare on the shot clock. 33-30, Purdue, 16:45 remaining.
We're talking about volleyball. It looked like Proud punched the ball in the backcourt.
But we'll say he didn't because you're not supposed to be able to do that, but it did appear that way. And now a whistle off the ball here. And they're going to get Tyler Wall with a foul, his first, and the team's third. Purdue with one team foul. 16:38 to play. 3-point lead for the Boilermakers. Smith baseline right, ball inbound. Looking, throws to Edie right of the paint. Hands off to Smith. Curls to the foul line. One fake, leans in. 10-footer. Front rim, no. Rebound, Edie trying to save and does to Newman at the right elbow. Another opportunity for Purdue. Smith at the left point. Holds it off the right hip. Finds a cutting Gillis. Low on the left, and he walked with the ball. Good defense from Tyler Wall, helping force that miscue, and the Badgers get it back.
Trying to find somebody here who can get hot for Wisconsin is the question.
And here's Max Klesman turning down the wall screen. Max driving right in the lane to the cup, and he lays it up and in. Klesman with the last five for Wisconsin, 33-32 Purdue. About 4 minutes gone by in the second half as they come to their feet at the Kohl Center. Braden Smith out front, works around an Edie screen, whips it left wing for Newman, shuffles off the left wing of the lane, goes up, no, but a foul. Newman sent to the floor, Brian Dorsey in the call, and it's assessed to Stephen Crowell. That's his second as we have a break in the action. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:56 remaining. Purdue 33, Wisconsin 32. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudy takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 20 tonight under mainly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, high of 39. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 22. Chance of snow Saturday, mixed precipitation possible at times on Sunday, about an inch of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 26.
Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there and play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. 15:56 remaining in Madison. Purdue 33, Wisconsin 32.
Over the last three games, Zach Edey has averaged 17 field goal attempts with a high of 20 against Ohio State. So all things considered, limiting him to 6 attempts thus far in this game. Yep. Pretty good work, isn't it?
It is. Very good. 1 of 6 at the foul line. Edey was bricking him in the early going. But 11 points, 11 rebounds for the large fellow for the Boilermakers. He picked up the sport about 5 years ago. talking about how playing hockey and baseball, he was able to take some elements of those sports, and it's helped him as a basketball player. Even Matt Painter was talking about it with the Fox broadcast. Is, you know, sometimes when you don't play that long, you don't develop bad habits. First free throw from Brandon Newman around the rim and out, no good.
Now, Edie's not the tallest player in college hoops this year. His name is Jamarian Sharp, and he plays for Western Kentucky. He's 7'5".
Edie giving up an inch there. Second free throw for Newman after missing the first. He is good with the second. Ethan Morton will come in for Newman. 15:56 remaining. 34-32, the Boilermakers leading Wisconsin. The inbounds pass to Chucky Hepburn. Chucky brings it across the mid-stripe, throwing to Max Klesman. Leaves it for Crowell. Bounce pass Wall. Baseline right. Wall for Esiejit. Open three. Right side. Book it. Connor Esiejit, his second three of the night. 35-34 Wisconsin. 15:38 remaining. Esiejit with a freshman record. Three-point hits. Passing Brad Davison a few days ago. Edie draws the double team. Left of the lane. High pass goes through. Caleb first. And into the hands of Max Klesman in the right corner, turnover Purdue. Klesman off screens from Crowell and Wall. Max right of the lane, goes through the lane, right to left. Klesman still on the dribble with 20 on the shot clock. Klesman picked up by Zach Edey, a step back three. Klesman, he hit it! Max Klesman, his second triple. 38-34 Wisconsin. Timeout Matt Painter with 15:02 remaining at the Kohl Center. And this will be a full timeout. You're asking who might get hot? Maybe it's Max. We'll take a break. Put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:02 remaining, Wisconsin 38, Purdue 34. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Badger fans, sign up for the Crazy Legs Classic. Enjoy an 8K run or a 2-mile walk and finish on the field inside Camp Randall Stadium. Save on registration when you sign up before April 1st. For details, visit CrazyLegsClassic.com. 15:02 to play. Wisconsin 38, Purdue 34.
Max Klesman controlled the basketball, dribbled through the paint right to left, and knew the giant was lurking, so he drew Edie out to the wing. and then used his footwork to hit a three in his face.
And Quesmith becomes the first Badger in double figures tonight with 10 points. Ethan Morton, sideline right front court, inbounds of Braden Smith. Smith will leave it for Caleb first, out between the arcs. Now it's Lawyer, left of the ring against Max Klesman. A screen from Edie. Lawyer, pull up right lane line, 13-footer is good. And Lawyer has 11, Purdue's back within two. 38-36 Wisconsin, 14-45 to play. Chucky Hepburn hands off to Klesman. Klesman finds a Sejan between the arcs, turns at the wall, left wing. As Edie sags off, Wall flips to a Sejan at the top. Left-hand toss for Klesman around a screen from Crowell. Klesman picked up by first. 10 on the shot clock. A handoff to Hepburn. He's with Smith. 8 to shoot. Hepburn off a Wall screen. Chucky now against Edie. A step back three. Left side. He hit it. Chucky Hepburn, his first triple. 41-36 Wisconsin. 14-13 remaining. The Badgers are 9 of 16 from downtown as Hepburn poked it away from Smith and out of bounds near the midcourt stripe.
Hepburn took advantage of Edie just like Klesman did. You get him well out onto the floor, he's just not that effective.
And then they are able to deliver after they do that by knocking down those long shots. Here's Braden Smith, hedge on the screen from Crowell. Left side to Ethan Morton. He'll try a three, left wing, and he hit it. Morton, known for his defense, only a 28% shooter from three, but he knocks that down. 41-39 Wisconsin. Here's Hepburn driving on Edie, goes through the lane left to right, out the crowd, hands it back to Chucky, thinking about it. Edie comes out on him with a little more authority right now. Hepburn turns it to his Sejan, dribbles off the left wing in the lane, scoops it up, but no good. Rebound, Crowell, tip it up and in. First points for Crowell, 43-39 Wisconsin, 13 and a half minutes remaining.
Because Edie was out on the floor with Hepburn, Crowell was able to get the offensive board and tip.
Lawyer high on the left for the Boilermakers. On the dribble to his right, drives the lane line against Klesman, turns, shoots, and hits. Lawyer again getting it done inside the arc. 43-41 Wisconsin, 13-10 to play. Chucky Hepburn to the front court, little spin dribble left of the lane. Mid post left against Smith. Hepburn, tough shot off the glass and in. Hepburn starting to warm up. And a near steal on the inbounds pass, but Wall got too aggressive on Braden Smith, and Tyler is called for his second foul. It's all gas, no brakes with Tyler Wall, and that time it cost him a foul. He'll come out. Carter Gilmore is in. Jordan Davis will sub in for Klesman. 12:56 to play, 45-41 Wisconsin. And Greg Gard just buying some time here when he can. You got the under 12 coming up, 12:56 left in the game, so a little breather for Klesman. And Wall is coming up the floor now as David Jenkins for the Purdue Boilermakers. He's in there for Braden Smith. Caleb first, outside left, being dogged by Gilmore. Throw to Edie, top of the arc. A handoff to Lawyer. He's with Jordan Davis. Inside Edie, quick pass out to Jenkins. Left corner three, off the rim, no good. Edie the rebound. He gets quadruple teamed. Got tied up, and a foul is called. Everybody but Chucky Hepburn on Zach Edie there. They will get Carter Gilmore for the foul. That is his second, and team foul number six already for the Badgers with 12:36 to play. 45-41 Wisconsin. Purdue hit with just one foul so far. Inbounds pass to Jenkins. Now first right point, throwing to Lawyer, top of the circle. But your Lawyer puts it on the deck. Knocked away by Hepburn. Loose ball snapped up by Jordan Davis. It was Hepburn who initiated the miscue. Here's a Sejan off the right wing. Throws a Chucky. Left side. Drives baseline. And Hepburn out to a Sejan. Left corner three. Too long. No good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Zach Edie. 12:13 to play. 45-41 Wisconsin. It's been tight throughout. But the ball is Lawyer, and a lob into Caleb first. Flashing to the rim, low on the right. Slam dunk for Caleb first. His first points of the game. 45-43 Wisconsin. 11:52 remaining. Chucky Hepburn gets a screen from Gilmore, and a foul called on Jenkins trying to work through that screen. That'll be his second and the team's second foul. And we hit the under 12 media timeout. Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top-tier tri-clean Sitco gasoline. Sitco, let's go together. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:48 remaining. Wisconsin 45, Purdue 43. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This year, you can listen to the coverage of the NCAA Championships on the Varsity Network app, powered by Learfield. Fans can hear Westwood One's exclusive national coverage, along with most school broadcasts through a multicast option. It's only on the Varsity Network app, available for free in your app store. 11 minutes and 48 seconds remaining in Madison. It's Wisconsin 45, Purdue 43.
Badgers have made 7 of 13 shots here in the second half, 4 triples, 4 of 6. Lesman 3 of 3 from the field. Pepperin 2 of 2. Haven't been able to get Asijan back up into speed at the way he started the game to where he's right now. 1 of 5 in the second half for Connor Asijan.
8 points for Asijan. Klesmet with 10, the first and so far only Badger in double figures. Fletcher Lawyer, 13 for Purdue. Edie with 11 points and 13 rebounds. The Badgers, though, the story of this game for Wisconsin is the three-point shooting. 9 of 17 for the game, 4 of 6 here so far in the second half.
Chucky Hepburn looks different, too, tonight. He looks more like the Hepburn we've seen when he's been healthy.
Yep.
And confident.
Yep. And he missed most of the second half against Michigan. The official word was lower body injury, but it was, anybody watching, he was flexing that knee, you know, holding the knee, and went into the locker room. Jordan Davis will be inbounding out there with Crowell, McGee, Gilmore, and Klesman. So Hepburn gets a little bit of a break. Jordan Davis, sideline right, inbounds to Max Klesman. Ethan Morton, a good defender, is on Klesman. A high pass pulled down by Kamari McGee, and he'll drift back out front. McGee throwing to Klesman. Wide open three, left of the circle, and that's too long, no good. Gilmore trying to secure the rebound. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Purdue.
Lawyer got an elbow, I think, to the head inadvertently. Ooh. Went down to the floor. He's kind of
he's smiling.
Massaging his face.
He goes, I'm all right, I think. Inbounds pass to Klesman. He'll catch, shoots a three, left corner, off the rim, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds again, last touch by Purdue. Give Jordan Davis credit there. And a Boilermaker knocked it out of bounds, so another opportunity. Badgers have the lead in second chance points, 5-4. That's notable. Here's Stephen Crowell, left of the lane, out to Kamari for three, left of the circle, and that's off the rim, no good. And Ethan Morton secures the rebound, so it turns into an empty possession for Wisconsin. 11:15 to play, 45-43, the Badgers. David Jenkins hands off to Lawyer, left of the circle, off a Hoffman Wren screen. Lawyer turns a corner, right lean lane, lost his balance, throws up an air ball, caught by Crowell. Here comes Klesman, up the right sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. Klesman throwing to McGee. Kamari, baseline right, steps back. Craig Kaufman Wren defending McGee. Now it's Klesman at the top of the arc. He's with Lawyer. A pass for Jordan Davis into Crowell against first. We're going without Edie right now. Cross court pass. McGee lines up a three right corner. It's a rounded out, no good. Ethan Morton flies in there for the rebound. 10:38 remaining. 45-43 Purdue. Or excuse me, Wisconsin leading Purdue 45-43. Jenkins a bounce for first, high on the right. First, gets it to Kaufman Wren at the right elbow. A handoff to Jenkins, mid-range jumper is good, and we're tied. First points for David Jenkins, 45 all. 10:18 remaining. Here's McGee to the front court. Wall and Hepburn will check in next whistle for Wisconsin. Jordan Davis throwing to McGee on the left wing. McGee, they'll dare him to shoot. He'll take the dare. Left side three off the rim, no good. Rebound. Gilmore got in position. A foul is called. Kaufman Wren and Morton were in there. They're going to get Trey Kaufman Wren for the foul. That'll be his first.
It's a good way to put it, Matt. They dared him. They invited him to take the shot. Wisconsin's missed its last six field goal opportunities.
Brown and Davis sit down. Hepburn and Wall are in. And Chucky Hepburn will be inbounding. Matt Painter talking to the officials here. And Greg Gard saying, what's up? And they do a monitor check here. I don't know if Ethan Morton took one to the... He took one to the face.
I thought it was when Purdue had the ball at the other end. There was some contact and a player went down to the floor.
Okay.
Painter was pointing it out. My first glance, I thought it was Jenkins, but it might have been somebody else.
Brian Dorsey explaining to Greg Gard what's going on. In the meantime, Terry Oglesby and Keith Kimball, the other two officials, are over at the monitor. So we have 10:05 remaining. Wisconsin 45, Purdue 45. And whatever they looked at, it didn't take long, and it looks like it is a play on, as Keith Kimball explaining it to Matt Painter. So the Badgers will have the possession. The shot clock will be put back to 20.
Scoring drought now, 2 minutes, 54 seconds for Wisconsin.
Well, Purdue has made 5 of its last 7 shots. So here we go. Hepburn will inbound. Chucky looking. And still looks. Gets it out to Asijan. Connor top of the arc. Bounce pass Klesman. High on the left. Klesman against Lawyer. Max out the wall. Off the left wing. At the left elbow against Morton. Trying to back his wall. Still backing his wall. With 10 to shoot. Turns. Gets it into Gilmore. One bounce. Low on the left. Goes up. And in. And one. Connor Gilmore. Grown man's work inside. As the Badgers take the lead. 47-45.
The play is initiated by Tyler Wall. He's backing down Morton. Nice bounce pass to Carter Gilmore, who uses the bounce himself to get in position to score with his left hand.
Good job by Carter, a sealing Trey Kaufman Wren. That's his second foul. Zach Edey will check back in for Caleb first. 47-45, Wisconsin. Carter Gilmore with his first points of the game. Trying to turn this into a three-point play. Spins the ball in his hands. Free throw on the way. Straight through for Gilmore. And Carter will come out. Stephen Crowell is back in. 48-45 Wisconsin with 9:51 remaining. David Jenkins will run the show right now for the Boilermakers out there with Kaufman Wren, Lawyer, Morton, and Zach Edey. Jenkins out front, throws to Edey off the right elbow. Crowell defending. A pass for Kaufman Wren. Whips at the Jenkins, top of the circle. Pull up, jump pass into Edey. Draws the double, splits double team up, left hand good. Got right between Crowell and Wall. And we're tied as make that 48-47 Wisconsin. Badgers up one with 9.5 minutes to play. Wall hands off to his Asijan. To the free throw line is Connor. He'll turn. 14-footer in the lane. Too long, no good. Edey the rebound for the Boilermakers. A chance for Purdue to get the lead back with 9:15 to play. 48-47 Wisconsin. Jenkins high on the right. He'll throw it to Kaufman Wren, left of the circle. Gets it to Morton. Refeeds Kaufman Wren, left of the lane against Tyler Wall. Kaufman Wren starts the back near the mid post. Now Morton snaps off a three up top, and he hit it again. The second three of the night for Ethan Morton. 50-48 Purdue with 8:52 remaining. Lesman to the front court for Wisconsin. Gets a ball screen from Wall. A slip into Wall in the lane. Tyler turns low on the right. Up off the glass. No. Tip dunk attempt. No from Crowell. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Tyler Wall. Ooh. Missing those shots in close. Crowell trying to get the follow and could not get it to drop.
Crowell almost got caught in between, not knowing whether to catch, bring the ball back down, yep, or dunk it.
Morton out, Newman in. 8:39 remaining, 50-48 Purdue. David Jenkins letting it roll for some reason, uncontested, picks it up at half court. Goes to Edie at the right elbow. Edie, one dribble, hands off to Newman. He's with the Seagen. A pass high on the left for Lawyer. Gives it up to Kaufman Wren. Back to Lawyer. Outside left. Still 15 on the shot clock. Inside to Edie. Draws the double. Picks it out to Newman. Rotates to Jenkins. Open three right side. Off the rim, no good. Klesmith the rebound. 8:13 to play. 50-48 Purdue. Klesmith up the floor. He got by Jenkins. Max to the rim. Reverse layup. Good. Going right to left. Klesmith with 12. We're tied at 50 with 8:02 remaining.
Nice adjustment, knowing Edie was trying to block his shot, so he reversed the ball off the glass.
Here's Jenkins on the right wing. Throws to Trey Kaufman Wren, top of the circle. Rotates left point for Brandon Newman. A pass for Fletcher Lawyer at the top. Goes into Edie. Single coverage at the moment from Crown. Now the double from Wall. Kick out Jenkins. Extra pass Newman. Clear look for three. Right of the circle. No good. Rebound batted around. Edie comes up with a left block. And puts it on the deck a couple of times. Covered up by Stephen Crow. Edie throws it to Jenkins between the circles with 7:30 to play. Tied at 50. Jenkins for three over, or make that for two over a season, and he hit it. Long two for Jenkins. And it's 52-50 Purdue. 7:18 remaining. Chucky Hepburn for Wisconsin throws to Wall, top of the circle. Gives it to Klesmith at the top. Tries a three straight on, straight in. For Max Klesmith, he has 15. 53-52, Wisconsin with 7:02 remaining.
Lawyer went under the screen and Klesmith paid to pay for it.
David Jenkins to the front court for the Boilermakers. Badgers up one, 6:52 remaining. Edie right of the circle. Two dribbles, kills the dribble. Now it's Kaufman Wren, gives it to Brandon Newman. Newman chased by Asijit. Newman inside the arc, inside feed for Edie. Edie almost walked, backs, bobbles, got it back, knocked away, tied up, held ball, arrow Purdue with two on the shot clock.
Well, that's a great job by Wall and Crowell, not fouling Edie, but tying him up.
Although Matt Painter would say he got fouled, but he's not going to win that argument.
It's all perspective.
That's right, it sure is. And we got a break in the action here in Madison from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 6 minutes, 34 seconds to play. Wisconsin 53, Purdue 52. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Close game throughout at the Kohl Center. 6 minutes, 34 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 53, Purdue 52.
Can the Badgers sustain their three-point accuracy? 10 of 23. Meanwhile, can they continue to make it difficult for the Boilermakers at the arc? 4 of 17 in the game here tonight. They were 5 of 23 in the loss to Indiana, so they're 9 of their last 40.
Yeah, they've been really, really scuffling. They're in the Big Ten. They're 35% from three, and that's certainly serviceable, ranking sixth in the conference. That's what you do. You double Edie. He can get rid of it. He can get the ball out of his hands, and it's a little bit of pick your poison. And so far, the Badgers getting the better of it, albeit ever so slightly. 2 seconds on the shot clock here for Purdue. Boilermakers will be inbounding, baseline left. Brandon Newman will be throwing it in. Newman looks, still looks, and it passed, deflected by Wall, and now here's Jenkins, desperation, that's an air ball. It was Tyler Wall deflecting that inbounds pass, and a shot clock violation against Purdue.
Just had a play by Wall recognizing where that ball was going.
6.5 minutes to play, 53-52 Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn to the front court, gives off to Max Klesman. Klesman loops it to Wall, high on the left. Wall for Klesman, up top, slips, but maintains the dribble as he gets his balance back. Gets the ball to Wall, hands off to Hepburn. Chucky with 10 to shoot, now to Wall, at the top, through the free throw line. Underhands at the crowd, goes into Wall, low on the right, takes it left against Edie, up right hand, and that's wide right, and it's a shot clock violation against Wisconsin.
Edie didn't have to do a thing there, and he intimidated that shot, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah,
just stood there.
They always talk about shots blocked, and coaches will tell you it's about shots altered, and that is a classic example of a shot altered. 6 minutes remaining, 53-52 Wisconsin. And here comes Braden Smith for the Boilermakers. Lawyer high on the left, throws to Smith between the circles, screen from Edie, Smith right of the lane, cut off by Crowell, a bounce into Edie, low on the left, slam dunk. Quite the mismatch there against a small 54-53 Purdue. 5:35 remaining. Connor Asijan, left side of the front court. Edie against Hepburn, and don't have a lot of chance there if you're Chucky defensively. Wall left elbow, slips a pass inside to Hepburn. Cut off by Mason Gillis. Hepburn shakes in the lane, goes up left hand, rattles through for Hepburn. Good little shimmy inside from Chucky. 55-54 Wisconsin with 5:10 to play. Back and forth we go yet again. Braden Smith at the edge of the center circle. Smith throwing to Lawyer high on the right. Lawyer with a flip for Edie at the top of the circle. One dribble, a handoff to Braden Smith. Covered up by Hepburn, throws to Lawyer, rotates to Gillis, 7 to shoot. Gillis on the right wing, 5 to shoot. Gillis goes into Edie, right block. Edie with 2 to shoot, with 1 too late. Shot clock violation. As the Badgers get another one against Purdue.
Here's one of those examples, too, where Crowell won that matchup before the ball was entered to Edie by just pushing him out a little bit further than he wanted to be on the lane line.
Yep, he did. Got him outside the paint. 4:44 remaining, 55-54 Wisconsin. Newman and Gillis are out. First and Morton are back in for Purdue. Here's Max Klesman, dribbles up the middle. Angles off to the right side, probing, gets at the Crowell top of the circle. Crowell with a pass for Wall, left wing. Wall sends it to Hepburn against Smith. Chucky on the dribble to the free throw line, in the lane, and he got fouled. About to slip a pass inside, but Chucky got bumped. They're going to get Braden Smith with his first foul.
Did that remind you of Hood Schifino and what he was able to do? The Purdue defense,
absolutely.
Just get inside.
Yep. And that's what Chucky was trying to do, and Hood Schifino did it with great regularity. So Purdue plays that drop coverage with Edie, so off those ball screens, Hood Schifino was really able to go to work. Inbounds pass to Klesman. Max baseline right, out to Crowell, right point. Badgers up 1, 4:18 to play. Crowell hands off to Hepburn, chased by Smith. A screen from Wall. Chucky on the dribble left of the lane, picked up by Edie on the switch. A retreat from Hepburn. Spin move on Smith, baseline left. Tough jumper off the rim, no good. Edie the rebound with 4:05 to play. 55-54, Wisconsin. Braden Smith to the front court for the Boilermakers. Moving to our left in the second half. Lawyer left lane line. Out the first. Wall goes down first at the free throw line. Leans in. 10-footer. Too long. No good. Got his own rebound. Back up. And that's out. And a dunk attempt from Edie. No good. Comes down to Smith. And he gets popped by Connor Asijan trying to race for that loose ball. That's the third foul on Asijan and the seventh on Wisconsin as we're at the under four media timeout. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3:45 to play. Wisconsin 55, Purdue 54. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game. Max Klesmit picking up where he left off in the scoring department from Sunday. He has 15 points tonight. 3 of 5 from downtown, 6 of 9 overall. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 3:45 to play. Wisconsin 55, Purdue 54.
Klesmit was kind of the catalyst for Wisconsin early here in the second half. He got the Badgers going offensively. It's now 5 of 7, I believe, from the field in the second half alone. We've seen Klesmit's development over the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks of the season, where he's become more assertive on the offensive end than he had previously.
Yeah, going back to his season at Wofford last year when he averaged about 15 points a game. Now, going into that media timeout, Connor Asijan trying to get that loose ball ended up popping into Braden Smith, and that was team foul number 7. And that will send Smith to the foul line for a 1-1. And he's close to automatic at the free throw line. 88% for the season. 79 out of 90. He has 5 points in the game here tonight. A couple of assists. All of his scoring coming in the first half. Purdue 2 of 8 at the free throw line. The only Badger to get there was Carter Gilmore, who knocked down his free throw to finish an and one. Front end for Braden Smith is good, and he'll earn one more. We're tied at 55. 3 minutes and 45 seconds remaining here in Madison.
He's been on a good roll over the last, five games, where he's been averaging close to 12 points.
Second free throw is good, and Purdue takes the lead. Boilermakers, by the way, have committed 5 fouls, so still one more to give. 56-55 Purdue. Chucky Hepburn to the backcourt. Smith trying to bother him just a little bit. Chucky gets it across, throws to Klesmit. Turns it to Crowell, right wing. Bounce pass, wall against Easy. Edie finds a cutting. Klesmit low on the left, layup good. Klesmit with a sharp cut. 57-56 Wisconsin, 3:25 remaining. Braden Smith up the middle. He'll glide to the left, now works to his right, finds Caleb first, right corner, thought about it, turned it down, throws to Smith, outside right. And Painter directing traffic. Here's Smith, left-hand dribble in the lane. Runs it out to Ethan Morton. Tries a three. Right side, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Klesmit for Wisconsin. 3:05 to play, 57-56 Wisconsin. Largest lead tonight for Wisconsin has been 5. Largest lead for Purdue has been 6. Been airtight throughout. Klesman on the dribble to the free throw line. Throws to Crowell, left wing. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Klesman, left foul line extended. Bounce pass to Crowell. He's against Lawyer. Now Edie on the double. Out to Chucky. Fakes the three. Sidesteps left. Three in the air. Off the left side iron. No good. Rebound. Caleb first of Purdue with 2:37 to play. 57-56 Wisconsin. Braden Smith, high screen, Edie Smith pulls up, left foul line extended, jumper in and out, no good. Wall the rebound for Wisconsin. 2:25 to play, 57-56, the Badgers. Hepburn walks it up, goes to Wall. Tyler between the circles, gliding left, feeds Asijan against Ethan Morton. Asijan leaves it for Crowell, right of the lane, throws it out to Klesman, right of the center circle. Shot clock at 10, game clock 2:09. Klesman against Lawyer, Max. On the dribble, throws to Wall, open three, straight away, back iron, no good. Rebound, Zach Edey with 2 minutes to play. Still 57-56, Wisconsin. And Braden Smith walks it up. Down to a minute 50 remaining. Smith, left-hand toss, Lawyer. Left wing goes into Edie. Left of the lane. Double-teamed and maybe a triple-team. Digging was Klesman. The foul is called, and it goes against Max Klesman. That's his third, team's eighth. Edie, who is 1-for-6 tonight, will go to the foul line for a 1-and-1. 1:45 to play, 57-56 Wisconsin. Edie with 15 points, 18 rebounds.
He just got off to such a horrible start from the line. We'll see if that's still in the back of his mind right now.
Brandon Newman checking in for Fletcher Lawyer. Edie shooting into Area Red, the Wisconsin student section. Well represented once again tonight. Edie eyes the rim. Here's the front end on the way. Straight through. We're tied at 57. Badgers have 3 timeouts available. Purdue has 2. Badgers have the possession arrow. Second free throw coming up for Zach Edie. 57 all with a minute 45 to play. Second free throw for Edie on the way, and it's good. Calmly hits them both. 58-57 Purdue. Ethan Morton resisting a little bit of the backcourt. Klesman on the dribble through the center circle to the front court. Timeout Wisconsin with a minute 39 to play and 24 to shoot. And with that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Guard using one of his timeouts. He still has two of them available. Likewise for Matt Painter. A minute 39 to play. Purdue 58, Wisconsin 57.
Throughout the second half, the Badgers have capitalized on one matchup primarily, and that is Max Klesman on Fletcher Lawyer. Klesman's had the better of Lawyer for the most part here in this half.
This Painter brought Brandon Newman in there on those free throws. Newman breaks the huddle with Morton, Caleb first, Zach Edey, and Braden Smith. And Newman, a better defender in there, and he's checking Connor Asijan right now. Morton is on Klesman. Morton, we mentioned, a very good defender. Hepburn, sideline left, front court, inbounds to Klesman. Morton comes out on him at the center circle. Max off the Crowell screen, a throw to Crowell, top of the wheel. And a whistle, and a foul coming up here against Purdue. It's on Braden Smith. That's team foul number 6 on the Boilermakers. A minute 32 to play. Shot clock kicks back to 20. 58-57, Purdue. Hepburn sideline left will inbound. Into Klesman. Again, Morton comes out on him. Max off the screen from Crowell. Klesman right of the lane. He'll throw it to Tyler Wall against Edie. Low on the left. Wall out to Hepburn. Hepburn between the circles. 10 to shoot. Hepburn wheels around a Wall screen. Chucky baseline left. Tough jumper off the rim short. Rebound Edie with a minute 15 to play. 58-57, Purdue with a minute 10 left in Madison. And Braden Smith will take it to the front court. Timeout Purdue with 22 to shoot, 107 to play, 58-57, Purdue leading Wisconsin.
I'm not sure Chucky Hepburn got much of a look at the rim with Edie's big hand in his face. Edie couldn't close very quickly, but he's such a presence with his It's just his wingspan for anybody trying to take that short corner jumper.
And if the Badgers can get a stop without fouling, Purdue has not hit a bucket over the last 4.5 minutes. 0 of 5 from the field, but they have scored their last 4 points at the free throw line. That right now is the difference, 58-57, Purdue with 67 seconds remaining at the Kohl Center.
We were talking earlier, Matt, about you can do just about everything right on defense against Purdue, and they'll still get the ball inside to Edie. At times, it's virtually unstoppable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're making them work, but 17 points, 19 rebounds for him in this game. He's left points at the foul line, 3 of 8, but he hit 2 here a moment ago to give his team the lead. So 22 on the shot clock.